Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
And we head down to Shell Beach to Campo's Marina. We check in with Robbie Campo. And, Robbie, good morning. I got a message for you from my friend Butch, the bridge tender over at Wycloski. He said the bridge is going to be closed to marine traffic from 6:30 this morning till around 7:15 because they're filming a movie by the bridge. Man, they couldn't have picked the worst time, huh? That's prime moving out time. People are going to be headed out, but at least we can let them know. You know, you're not going to be. And who knows? It says around 7:15, and they're filming. What kind of movie they shooting down there?
I have no idea. I when
was
I
it Debbie Does Delacroix or something like that?
I have no idea. All I can tell you is, when I came down this morning, I saw everybody set up. The stage crew and everything set up over there, so it's got to be something going on. And I saw it, you know, they got the signs, you know, the staging area here and whatever, but I thought it was going down maybe down Hopedale or something, because they have in the past made a few movies down there. What used to be the old Shell Road going towards Hopedale Marina, they have made some movies up in that area. But, Don, you know, it is what it is. So all you got to do is just run around. It ain't no big deal.
Right.
To kick things off, Don, I'd first like to start off by saying happy anniversary to my wonderful wife, Stacy, for 21 years of putting up with my stuff. But and she has, and she's been the rock of our family. So happy anniversary, baby, and so forth and so on. So,
Robbie, let me tell you, for Stacy, there is no purgatory. She's going straight to heaven.
Yeah, I absolutely believe that myself, Don. Yeah, because you know I'm a handful, but it is what it is. You know, she's been a rock our family. The Hog Slayer has been. She's ready to go, Barlow. This little cool snap came through. She's ready to go, man.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, she wanted us to go this evening. I was like, all right, we'll see. So, but anyway, Don, Teal Hunters. Yesterday, I think if we would have had this front a week ago, we would have seen a lot more birds killed than we saw. So, you know, because it went off at a real slow. I mean, a couple guys got a few around the Delacroix area, but you know, it was really slow taking, you know, start off for the season. Yesterday was a game changer. We had this little front push down and push through here. And the guys that hunted the Biloxi Marsh did very well, and the same guys who hunted yesterday are back here this morning to go do the same thing or try to do the same thing today. I think we only have till Sunday that it closes. We only had a 9-day teal season, I believe, if I'm correct on that. But I could tell you that, you know, if we'd had this front last week, we'd have seen a few more birds shot than we did. You know, it's all about weather and timing, and it just didn't work out for us. But anyway, talking about some fishing, Don, we have a 14 miles an hour northwest wind here this morning. Again, I think today is going to be more of a redfish day than it's going to be a speckled trout day, unless it calms down right at daylight, which they said it's going to calm down, but I don't know. I don't think many people are going to get out. You know, I have a few people wanting to go snapper fishing today. Unless you're in a Freeman Cat, I don't believe that's going to happen either. I don't think a monohull is going to want to pound around in that sound. But to get out to the Gulf, maybe you will, maybe you won't. I don't know. It all depends on how much nerve you got in that wrist to go try it. So, but speckled trout fishing around here, Don, is picking up. It's looking better all the time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Time. We talked last week about, you know, on the eastern shoreline, starting to see a few more trout around that 14, 15-inch, 16-inch trout. That's telling me that more trout are coming in. I know, you know, because most of the, you know, the trout that we've been, still a lot of throwbacks, guys, but we're starting to see more trout that are, you know, are coming from outside in. They're long and skinny. These fish are coming in to eat, and they have plenty of bait around here. We got mega shiners, mega little mullets, lots of shrimp, tons of shrimp here for these fish to eat on to be healthy. So the fish that we talked about this too last week, that little 12.5-inch or 12 7/8 push, made it to that 13, but now we're starting to see some 14 to 17s, you know, up in that slot. So that's telling me that fish are migrating in. So it's just going to take a little bit cooler weather, Don, and I think this is going to be a phenomenal fall. I know we all waiting on it, and everybody's itching to get it, but it's coming, guys. I'm telling you, it's coming. It's going to be one heck of a trout fish season here for fall fishing, you know, in the next week or so.
I agree with you for sure. Robbie, I got some information on a fishing rodeo going to be at your marina, the St. Bernard Catholic Church rodeo. They're holding their first rodeo. I think it's October 11th.
Yes, that is exactly correct. It's called Fishing for Faith. It's open to the public, and I don't know exactly how much the tickets are. But I do know we're going to have that on October the 11th. Next weekend, we are hosting Valero's tournament, and that's going to be that's usually one of our biggest tournaments of our season, besides, you know, the kids' rodeo that we have back in June, the Knights of Nemesis. But Valero is a big tournament, so we're going to have that one next weekend here, and then the 11th we'll have Fishing for Faith, and then we're done with rodeos for the season.
Yeah, I tell you, I love those October rodeos. You know, people love to have them in July and August, but, man, the heat just gets to people. But, boy, this is the time when you get those nice, cool, crisp mornings, and the fishing's even better. So congratulations to those rodeo folks. Robbie, I got an update on the movie. It's a Mark Wahlberg movie called The Little Man. So I don't know. I'm not a Mark Wahlberg fan, but for people who are, maybe you can catch him down there while you're fishing. I don't know.
I don't know. He might pass by and see us. I don't.
He might come buy some shrimp. He might come down there.
I don't think I'm that important for Mark Wahlberg to come on a meet. I don't believe so.
All right, one last question. We're talking about bass. Are they for release or for the grease? What chance does a bass have of getting released if he's caught around Shell Beach?
He's going to the grease, pal.
Yeah, I know. And you had a run on him, you know, for a while there when we had all that fresh water, but I haven't had many people telling me they're picking up. And over there, they call them green trout, you know.
Well, we call them ditch pickles, too. So, But, you know, we have seen a few up the channel, Don, going towards Violet. We saw some. They are still catching some. And up in behind the locks back there, behind Violet Locks, going to Chalmette, around the old hotel, the Quality Inn Hotel up there, or the Marina Hotel, whatever they call it. Mm-hmm. They are catching some in that area still. So They're around.
Yep.
Behind the gas plant back here, they catch a few. Every now and then we see, and Don, the water's not really that salty here. It's you're only talking 3 parts per 1,000. So, you know, with the shrimp and the tanks out in the bayou here, we see them swimming around here, and you know, they get picked off every now and then. So, but we see them here all the time. So it's they around. Believe me, guys, they are around.
Yeah, I was hunting this week with a guy who some of those areas you mentioned. He was working over there, and he caught some bass mixed in with some good redfish. Okay, Robbie, thanks so much for the report, my friend. I think we informed people with just about everything they need to know. But if they got any questions,
yep,
tell them how to get a hold of you over there.
You can call us at area code 504-239-6377, and we got tanks full of shrimp hooked to left at the bridge, and come on down to see us. We're waiting on you.
All right. Hope you and Stacy have some pork chops for your anniversary tonight.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, maybe so. All right. Bye-bye, Don.
All right. There he goes, Robbie Campo, Campo's Marina, Shell Beach. All right, we come back, and we get to some of your texts. We ask you for reports on teal hunting, dove hunting, fishing reports. How'd you do this week if you got out? And the big question is, bass, are they for release or for the grease? Got quite a few comments. We'll be back to cover them for you right after this pause on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.